Welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, an off-season program edition. It's good to see you again.
And sort of a welcome back edition. It's been, what, since the combine, I think?
I think we were sitting at Lucas Oil Stadium last time we did this.
Cold. Much better here.
It was snowing, I believe.
Yes, it was.
At the time. Things have changed certainly since then. The off-season program has started here at Everbank Field. Phase one started yesterday. Most every player on the roster arrived, only one short. Eugene Monroe was out at Stanford, an NFL-sponsored event there. But everybody else is here, and that's a good sign.
When you were here yesterday, it's exciting, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, Gus Bradley's talked about excitement ever since he took the job. I think a lot of players had talked to Gus. Yesterday was really the first chance they had to really talk to Gus and get with him in a meeting. If you've listened to Gus at all in the press conferences, you can imagine that meeting was pretty exciting.
Now, take us through this, John. You know, there's only a certain limit as to what coaches can do with players, even right now in this voluntary environment. What can they do?
Right now, they're strictly on the field with Thomas Lynskey. The coaches, the position coaches, can't be out there. But I think for Gus, yes, he would love to be out there with the players. He wants to coach. He wants to start teaching. But for him, he wanted to get in a room with these guys and start what he called laying the foundation, getting his vision across. While he would love to be out there on the field, he's just dying to get to talk to these players and get his message out there. Finally, he gets a chance to do that.
If anybody has read Jaguars.com over the last month or so, you kind of have an idea of what the Jaguars are or aren't going to do in free agency.
Right.
And that's really stood up to the test.
I've written that a few times, I think.
Any article you write has that in there. And that continued. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the Jaguars did sign Cinderic Marks in the defensive tackle spot. But the signings have been pointed. They have been in certain positions and certain age ranges.
And the Marks signing went right in hand with the release of C.J. Mosley. Mosley was pushing 30. Marks 26 or 27. The idea is to get younger, and the idea is to get into that range where you're signing a guy going into his second contract who has a chance to not only maybe be a leader, but still be in a position to compete. They don't want to get into a situation where they're sitting there on the field next year and thinking, we got to play a guy because of a contract, we got to play a guy because of this. They want these things to be won on the field with competition. All these free agent signings fit that bill.
Do you expect any more coming up?
I think we can expect the unexpected with this right now because there's really no pattern to this. This is not something we've seen as people who follow the Jaguars before. As Gus said, he was asked yesterday, is the evaluation over with? Well, he said, hey, the evaluation isn't going to end maybe until training camp, maybe into next season. Caldwell said often, we're going to keep changing this roster, evaluating, building all through training camp and really all through the end of next season.
One more interesting comment yesterday from Gus Bradley in that voluntary minicamp, three-day camp that's coming up in a couple of weeks. He said he can bring in tryout players for that, right?
Right. Keeping with the theme. I mean, this is purely a case where the guys they're bringing in as free agents, rookie free agents, the draft picks we're going to talk about later, they're bringing in as many guys. Gus's whole thing with these workout guys who are coming in April, if they can find one or two players out of this, to him that's a couple of draft picks, a couple more guys who can be a part of this. And that's really the spirit of this thing. Let's try to find 53 guys next year who can be a part of this, no matter where you find them.
Next on the radar after that minicamp is the draft, of course, in New York at the end of the month.
Draft's coming up?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Hadn't heard about that in the mailbag.
I think we're all ready for that day to get here, aren't we?
It's going to be exciting, and again, it's just one more step. It's a little bit more of a key step because these guys they've been signing so far have been very much guys who they expect to maybe be here a year or two. If one or two of them earn a longer contract than that, great. The draft picks are what Dave and Gus really believe will be the core part of this team going forward. So while free agency has been important, the draft, the number two pick, if they trade back, those are really going to be the key guys going forward.
There's 58 players now on the roster. What, seven draft picks? Could be more if there's a trade, of course. Mm-hmm. That leaves a lot of players left at the end in rookie free agency where the Jaguars could clean up. Right?
Well, we'll talk a lot more about that as the draft gets here. But everybody talks about collegiate free agents, and you tend to put them all in kind of a big pool. The way the Jaguars are going to approach it, they've got a little more money under the cap than most teams. They're going to give signing bonus to these guys. They're going to go after these guys hard. I think you should think of collegiate free agency this year for the Jaguars as an eighth round, and they're going to be going after the better college free agents. Should mean a lot more of them make the team. Should mean you get a few more long-term guys out of that bunch, which is possible to do.
Good stuff, John. Good to see you again.
All right, JP. Great seeing you as always.
That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.